Welcome to the Die As Cast podcast.
Yeah, morning light, but the sky'll feel cold. Badger's house empty, story about to unfold. Potemkin is snatched by a dragon's claw.
Oh, is this a rap?
Scram visions. What the hell he saw? Black and white flicker in between, two realms pulling her trapped in the seam. Stone cell rage, tears on her face, Shadowrun prison locked in that place.
Oh.
We move, forest torn like a veil got ripped, Shadow Road's bleeding where the beast done dipped.
Nice.
Sky jellyfish floating, death dressed in grace. One sting hits, pain in your face. Then deeper still, where the trees don't smile, found a trysted hill and the dead hung vile.
I take offense to that line.
12 souls swinging, wind moaning low, Felia's body in the branches, bellhop close. The air went dead, a blood ran thick, 4 wraiths rose up, yeah, it's about to get sick. No mercy, no quarter, just fire and steel, we burn this cursed forest till the wounds all heal. Shadow Realm calls and we're kicking that door for Felia, for Potemkin, yo, this is war.
Whoa.
What? Wow.
Damn.
Mustadana be ho.
You know I'm what, Kevin, really you redeemed yourself.
No. Hey, Diego, don't do that.
Sorry.
Don't. He doesn't need that.
Hello, everybody.
Sorry,
Welcome.
Did say you'll have war, so that kind of got on my side.
That's true,
but like, don't tell
Oh,
him.
That would have been, that.
Too late, Kevin.
No. I know.
It's over now.
I like the kind of Bronx-ish dialect you
This is
going
war.
Right.
This is war.
War. 12 souls swinging.
A little bit of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Moaning low.
Yeah.
Lin?
Lin-Manuel Miranda? Oh, my God.
I like the new format of the podcast right now where instead of doing the intro and then going into the recap starts second one. I wonder if I can put a beat over it. I won't do it. Anyway.
I wonder. You could.
The audience knows now whether you did or not. It's too late.
It's just bad iPhone audio of me beatboxing.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
I think you should record everybody else doing beatbox stuff.
Jungle beats. Holler at me.
Holler at me.
Welcome to the D&D podcast.
What's
Die
happening?
As cast.
Where are you?
The whom?
Host? Listen, based on the amount of D&D we played last episode, it is in question. We had to clarify that we are, in fact, a D&D podcast.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Let's meet our eager cast of characters, starting with Ilex. Tell us about Ilex, Emma.
In
I have
rap.
Nothing
have,
to say
sorry,
to you.
Sorry, you have to do it in a rap. Go ahead.
I've got nothing to say. I've only got pain. My blood's all up and I'm going to make it rain. Arrows from my bow into your eye. Kevin Cork, you better watch your hiney ho because I'm going to get you to turn the beat around. I'm not scared to rap on the sound. I'm blushing a bit, but my mic's in the way so my buddies can't see. Get on the way. See ya.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
That was off the dome.
Bars.
Sorry, Kev, yours was written, but that was freestyle, dog.
All right. Let's see what
you're gonna make us all
Diego
do
has. Jif.
We all have to do it. Oh, God. Listen.
This is awesome.
I tried to throw myself on the knife for one of us so that we didn't have to.
Can you imagine if none of us did it? Hey, I'm Griffin. Anyway.
Chisk. Tree guy.
Oh, God.
I'm just a wooden man who's maybe a little shy.
Hey.
I'm always sleepy, and I won't say hello.
Oh.
But if you come for breakfast, I'll give you sweet out of my maple hole.
I'll give you sweet?
Sorry. Chisk?
Mm-hmm.
That was did you get body snatched? What was that?
Listen, it just came out of me. I have no idea.
Ooh, like
but
your
that
maple.
Is, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it just flows.
That's what we call adorable rap.
Thick and sweet.
Sweet rhymes.
Always that's I like a nervous rapper. Always sleepy. I'm a shy guy.
Okay, Griffin, let's hear your nervous rapper for Gideon.
sabers on my waist. I got a furry face. Panda pirate. Hangings make me irate.
Oh.
Do rag on the dome.
Oh.
Let's bring my mamas home.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
But I'm not a rapper.
But I'm not a rapper. I'm not a rapper.
All right. Our one true. It is very unfair to Emma because as soon as Emma started rapping, I think all three of us went, oh, God.
Okay. How do I get there? Line.
It's okay. No, mine was the best. It's fine.
It was.
Fuck.
No debate.
Maddie, tell us about Maeve.
The face of Madeline Upton Smith right now.
Cigarette smoke and a fingerless glove. I'm a little bit magic and pretty damn tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I got. All right. My face is so hot, y'all. It's okay. You didn't have to, you didn't have to rap. So you did really good.
That's so sick.
That was sick.
All rhyming is rap. And therefore all songs are rap.
We all did it. Yeah. Everyone here did it, except for Kevin.
I started us off.
Yeah, freestyling, sure.
I had to get the recap in there.
Yeah. We'll make the Wraiths rap. It's all good.
Yes.
Yeah, the Wraiths have to rap episode. Before they can hit.
Oh, ooh, okay. Yep, that was a great start.
Oh, everyone's embarrassed? Okay, good. Yes. I feel way less bad now.
Deeply.
Okay.
Very.
Absolutely devastated.
Speaking of what's important. Devastated, let's don't you dare. Get you guys
let's
to
talk
roll
about
some
the
initiative.
Badger's windpipe.
Fuck.
Fuck. Initiative!
Oh, man.
Mother, fuck.
Maeve, what did you get?
Well, I got a 9, so not awesome.
Ilex?
17.
I look fast as fuck.
She is fast. I'm 14.
And Gideon?
I got a 19.
All right. As you move forward, you see a lone, twisted tree rising from a small hill ahead of you. Skeletons, corpses, ancient and fresh, hang their hands still bound behind them. You see the badger that you guys connected with so tightly, so closely there as the freshest corpse. The branches creak as the skeletons twist.
Oh, fuck me.
And sway in the dark wind. From the badger and three others, spirits rise up and come howling down the path towards you.
So one of them is her wraith. It's her spirit.
Yes. That's
been corrupted.
That's really fucked up that you would do that.
You would do that. The first spirit comes racing down the path, claws out, and reaches for Gideon.
When you say first spirit, is it the one from our badger friend?
Yeah, can you describe what it looks like?
The spirits do not have a corporeal form like that. Roll me a perception of 15 or better, and we'll see if you are able to determine which one this came from.
Please, please, please.
Where is my...
Oh, not 20!
Hey! Okay, off to a good start.
All right. This was not the one from the badger.
Come at me!
It comes at you, bro. It misses you.
Suck it!
With its claws. It's trying to reach into your soul. However, it did move right through Maeve, and Maeve, I'm afraid you are going to take...
Oh, wait, it tried to hit Maeve?
It didn't try to hit her. It just simply moved through her.
Go!
Maeve, you take 5 points of necrotic damage.
No, I do not!
Hey, let's go!
Why not?
Hold on.
No, I do not. No, I do not.
Yep, I have resistance to necrotic damage.
Hey.
All right, so you take 2 points of necrotic damage.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't like what's about to happen to us, but
does Maeve get an opportunity attack?
She did not.
Damn it. Mm. Why?
Oh.
Because it just flowed through.
Ooh.
like someone walked over your grave.
I'm like, God, I feel sticky.
Sticky.
I don't want the race to be any kind of bad corporeal adjective.
Gideon.
I am going to look at the sword that Captain Pawdings gave me on my first day on the Giant Autumn. I'm going to put it away, put it in my scabbard, and pull out the dagger of poison.
All right.
And I'm going to take two swipes at this non-badger wraith. Okay, that is a 19 and then a 12 on the offhand.
They both hit into this creature.
Hit. Okay.
Okay, so they're not corporeal. So what are they, like? Like a mist? Are they like a vape cloud?
How can we tell they're even like, there?
They are vape cloud. You can see them.
I bet they're fucking like cotton candy, aren't they?
They're like fucking cotton candy.
Yeah, I knew it. That's why I felt sticky.
Ew. Yeah, you're it's like Ghostbusters.
Cotton candy?
Your cotton That's candy gross. Vape ghost? Get out of here, man.
I like how, because of your childhood specifically, you mix undead with going to the circus.
Now, do I have to separate magical damage and non-magical damage to you, Kev?
You do not.
Very good. Then that's 25 damage.
Oh.
Evaporate this bitch.
This bitch is evaporated.
Oh. Feeling
Let's
good.
Let's go.
Dang.
Feeling good.
This will be fine. It's very sad, but this will be fine.
Release.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Surges down.
It was my birthday.
Maeve again. I don't know. They just seem to want to get at Maeve.
Oh, God. Maeve.
Like recognizes like.
And Maeve, you take an additional 2 points of damage.
Oh, I'm so scared of you.
There's no save? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. Brutal.
They just fly through me. That's so awesome.
If you go down to zero with that, do you die?
Well, yeah, we'll find out.
Maybe they get you.
This one, Ilex, misses you. You duck under its cotton candy circus vape claws.
This one isn't a badger, is it?
Same perception check, please. 15 or better?
22.
It is not.
Oh.
I look it in the eye and I say, not worth my time. I'm going to Misty Step. Is the tree about 30 feet away? How far away is it?
Yes, the tree is 60 feet.
I'm sorry, the tree is the body tree.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, there's obviously lots of trees around. I presumed you meant the body tree. There's
I
trees
mean the
that
body tree.
Closer.
I have eyes on...
The tree
on
is the body shop.
Philia.
I am the body tree.
All right, I'm going to Misty Step away from this one in front of me, 30 feet into the woods. What do I see for enemies near the tree?
The badger and the second freshest corpse both lift up. They're sort of dangled very sort of close to your face. And you hear this sort of multitude, cacophony of voices asking who you are. Why am I here?
I'm Ilex. I'm a princess of this damn forest. I'm going to draw my bow and I'm going
to
attempt...
You have to imagine that's like six voices talking.
I'm not scared. I'm not daunted. I'm going to draw my bow and try and shoot the rope that's holding Philia up to release her from the tree.
Ooh, that's nice.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Back me up here. Yeah. I'll get the other three of you to say, who are you?
Okay.
And where am I? In that's unison. Good. Ready? One, two, three. Who are you?
You?
Okay,
who
let's try and say
you?
It together.
Where am I?
Oh, man.
Where?
Oh, let's skip
it. Don't worry. Griffin will edit it.
This will
edit it together, and it'll sound great.
This sort of multitude cacophony of voices demands to know where it is and who you are.
I say, I'm so sorry, my friend. Assholes, I'm Ilex, and I'm in charge here. Leave her alone.
All right. Called shot is going to be done at a minus -5.
That's all right. I just misty stepped, so I can use my hairier feet and I get advantage on this shot.
Ooh, hairier. Okay. So that is a 22 or better, please.
22 or better. Well, Kevin, in this case, I rolled a 16 at advantage. Minus 5 is 11, plus an 11 to hit is...
math!
Oh my god!
Right? Jesus.
All right.
So I hit that vine in order to release her. Is it a vine or a rope?
It appears to be a rope, but it is actually part of the tree. So it is technically a vine.
Oh!
So now, for damage, we will say... just roll me a 10-sider, Ilex.
5.
5?
Yeah.
All right, you have to do at least 5 hit points of damage to cut the rope-like vine.
Easy.
Should be easy. I'm going to add a superiority die because I took a level of Battlemaster Fighter.
Let's go.
You wow. did. You Battlemistress, you rock it.
15 points of damage from my bow to the tree. And as so she falls, I'll use vine. My movement to get up there and let her fall into my arms.
Oh, look at you.
Nice.
All right. Cinematic advantage. I'll just get you to roll for me. What would that be? That would be relatively easy because she Dexy? Is right beside you. Yes, I would say either sleight of hand or acrobatics.
Sure.
At a 12 or better.
I will give you acrobatics. That is only an 11.
Boomf.
Nah. So I'm afraid she fell to the ground at your feet.
What but is she going to do, die more?
She is disconnected.
I just want to remind the listeners that Ilex don't miss.
I just want to remind the listeners that I have expertise in religion.
I knew that's where I thought I was going to go, but...
I fear that's an off-mic bit. Anyway.
It is.
One last thing is because I used a superiority die, I will make that a maneuvering attack. So I add the total to my damage roll, which I did, and I allow a creature that can see or hear me to use their reaction to move up to half their speed without provoking opportunity attacks. I'm going to say, Chisk, it's one of the trees!
Yeah.
So if you want to get out of the way there, you can use your movement as a reaction.
Chisk, get up to the tree, that's your whole thing.
What?
So,
trees. When? Chisk.
Since you guys, what?
She gives you an extra 15 feet movement, effectively.
Yeah. Perfect.
And you can use it right now.
Oh, right yeah. now? Then hell yeah.
You run like me.
Yeah, a little. It's rubbing off on me.
So I'm under the tree, and then that's it. That's my turn.
All right.
Ilex, make sure to catch her. Oh.
Ilex, do miss.
Philia.
Oh, the bellhop uniform ripped.
Oh, her little hat is askew.
Oh.
The bell hops up and jumps on Ilex. Oh, I think she missed. She gets a 12.
Oh, that misses. Stop, Phileas. Right. Stop.
So she has a second attack given her freshness.
Her freshness.
Her second hand, however, plunges into Ilex's chest and grips a freezing cold hand on Ilex's heart.
Oh, Philia, no!
Ilex, you take 26 points of damage.
Oh my god!
Was that a crit?
Yes, it was.
Brutal.
Oh no.
And I'll get you to roll me a d8, please.
Hold on. Is this the wraith or is this the body we just cut down?
This is the body you just cut down.
What?
So it's the corpse of Philia attacking Ilex right now?
Yes. I mean, technically, it's still the cotton candy vape-looking creature.
Yeah.
It's just a more powerful one than has attacked so far, because, again, this is freshly dead.
My D8 was a 4.
You are knocked down.
Oh.
Your body goes rigid from the freezing cold as you shudder, and I need a constitution saving throw, please.
Con save, nat 20.
Hoi,
oh, not today. God.
Thank God.
All right.
You crit,
you
I crit
are
back.
Able to shrug off the additional effects, but you are staggered and fall from the shock of this badger-shaped cotton candy vape creature.
I say, Philia, I'm so sorry. We'll put you to rest. We'll put you to rest. I'm so sorry. As I fall.
Dang.
The next spirit is going to flow over top of Ilex because she's lying down and reach for Chisk.
Oh, I just want to talk to the tree, mate.
This is one of the normie wraiths. This isn't the extra powerful badger wraith.
Hopefully not.
Oh, and you take 14 points of... Oh, 12 points of damage.
12?
Yes, as the cold claws slash at you. Its roll to attack was a 20.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yes.
That one got... That one got right. Old chisk.
That again, me.
That real that, smart.
Sorry, I did just assume that it was a hit. I also need a constitution saving throw from you.
Oh, no. Chisk is suddenly 100.
That is a 20, dirty 20.
All right. You also are able to shrug off the effects of this cold creature. And it is your turn.
Well, I would like to extend my arms out cross-like and then clap up to the sky and pull down like a, grab like a sword from the sky and then pull it down.
Ooh. Holy shit.
As I cast Guardian of Faith.
Whoa.
Okay.
Somewhere behind me slightly.
And how does the Guardian of Faith work?
So basically it is a spectral guardian with a big sword. And any creature that is hostile to me that moves to a space within 10 feet of the guardian for the first time, it must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 20 radiant damage on a failed save.
Oof.
Or half as much on a successful one.
Okay. God damn, he just pulled a sword from the sky? Can he do that the whole time?
Right. I heard he has expertise in religion.
Where'd you
I just
that?
Want to tell everybody that I have expertise in religion. Not
clearly.
Not
God gave you a sword.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I would like to scurry around the wraith if I could.
Yeah, you could scurry around the wraith. It'll,
scurry
it'll
is so
try
funny.
To smack you.
Yeah, I think I'll take the opportunity attack.
Which direction? So towards the tree
Ilex.
Or wait? Okay.
Towards the tree, yeah.
Get you up to there.
I heard you scurrying.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I'm afraid the creature takes another swipe at you.
Yes.
And this time,
and
it's going to sting.
Why is it going to sting, Kevin?
How much is it going to sting?
I'm just saying it's going to sting.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're
but
not...
it is a crit.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Not too bad, Chisk. You do take 13 points of damage as this thing crits on you.
Oh, what kind of damage?
I need you to roll me a D8 as well to see what sort of critical effect it has on you.
Oh, God. Oh, I forgot we're doing crit stuff. Guys, I
don't
think
forget. Also,
dice.
Don't forget about luck points because I did for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I just forgot luck about points. Them just right now.
But that's on misses, and Ilex don't miss. Why am I in the dark all of a sudden? That is a 6.
A 6. So, when this thing sort of reaches out and grabs you, your armor is knocked ajar, and you are at a -2 armor class to whatever your regular armor class is.
Oh, no. I'll patch you up, Chase.
Did he just crack open my armor?
It's just a jar.
He just knocked it ajar. Broken. He knocked the jar.
It's askew.
He grabbed the jar and knocked it.
All right. Has everybody had their good crack at that? We're getting ready to go.
I'm armored in jars. Okay, now I'm done, Kev. Thanks.
Bars.
Okay, good. Excellent. And Chisk, so now you are up there, a little worse for the wear.
Yes. I would like to take a look at the tree and see if there's any, if I get any hints that it's sentient.
Yes, it is definitely sentient.
In a piney kind of way.
Well, tell you what, roll me a nature check, please.
I would love to. Are you sure you don't want me to roll religion? Because just so you know, I am have expertise in religion.
Oh,
really?
It's sort of like the opposite.
It's the opposite of religion. Are you an expert in the opposite of religion?
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, well.
Yeah, nature, please.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, okay.
Oh,
well.
You know what? Oh. I will let you have a +5 because this is the Rote Guard.
You're home, baby.
Go. Home turf, dog.
It's home turf.
You are expert in the Rote Guard.
Oh, stop it. Yes.
That is a natural door.
Yes.
This home tree turf. Is home known turf. As a hangman's tree and is native to the realm of shadow.
Oh.
This is your first time ever seeing one.
Oh, no.
Anna.
The Anna. Tree. The tree killed Felia. That's it.
It should not be there.
This path is usually clear, is what you're saying.
I'm saying that this tree is not naturally occurring in this forest.
Corruption.
Oh, Chisk.
It's a Shadow Realm tree, folks.
What?
It's a Shadow Realm tree, folks.
Your home kind of sucks so far.
I am not having a good time here.
The tree I will come and beat you up myself.
Hey.
You're going to have war.
Oh, you're right. I forgot how warish your people are.
Okay.
In my studying.
Oh my gosh, I was aging. Okay.
So are they. Just yes. So you're crystal clear, there is one right next to you there.
I whirl on him, and I grip my staff of striking that I got from Hassan, and I say, now's as good a time as ever, and I'm going to try to bop him with it.
Bop it.
Bop it. Twist it. Pull it.
Pass it.
Fling
it.
Oh, man.
Fling it.
Oh, that is not anything.
Uh-huh.
Hey, does a 22 hit this guy?
Yes, what? But I just want to ask about your first roll where you said that's not anything.
Oh, it was cocked.
Okay. All right.
It was just cocked, so don't worry about
it. It was actually nothing. Yeah. It was nothing.
I didn't even roll.
Sorry, I totally should have been more specific. Oh, I actually don't like that roll.
That one's not good for me, I'm saying.
All right. 22 does hit.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll your striking damage.
I am doing this one-handed. Sorry, I have so many dice.
It's cool, right?
It feels nice. Cool, right? It feels so good.
We love it.
It's cool, right?
8 damage on the staff, and I'm going to expend the charge.
Okay.
For an extra 1d6.
Bop it. Charge it. Hit it. Kill it.
That is also
flick it.
Cocked.
Boom, 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 boom.
Flick it.
That is an extra 5 force damage.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
All right. 13 points of damage you inflict on the spirit.
How far away is Ilex from me?
Looks to be about 40 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the distance. That
yeah.
This guy's still alive? Or still
kicking.
Oh, okay. I'm going to use a healing light. Ilex, you get 4 hit points. Oh, wait, no, plus charisma. You get 7 hit points.
Hey.
Thank you, honey.
No, 8. Sorry, my charisma is plus 4. I know how to do math.
All the time.
Yeah. I thought you were too far, but you are okay. Hello. Okay, that's my turn.
You are rolling dice and stuff for these things. You're not just making them up, right?
I swear to God, I have
fucking 8 hit points. Who cares?
You know what? Actually, Ilex is full health and she's fine and she's got powers now.
We're working through emotional trauma here, okay?
I got a 22.
Mm-hmm. My dice are far away from my mic, so you might not be able to hear them.
I hear them.
Yeah. Can you hear them now, Kev?
But I do roll them, I promise. I do play this game. It's actually just a bag of rocks. I've been duping you all this whole time.
All
pretty
right.
Pretty good bit.
This tree leans forward, its vine dripping sap from where it has been disconnected from the badger corpse.
Oh, no.
And plunges into Ilex.
Oh, my God.
Or attempts to.
Yeah, you can fucking try. I'm in charge here, I said.
That is a 28. Yes.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Because you are prone, remember.
Are you even rolling dice, Kevin? Because, like, I don't know. That seems, like, really high.
I didn't hear any dice.
I actually didn't hear any dice, so.
So, Alex, you take 14 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
Fuck
and
you,
another
tree.
Another vine comes down.
Oh, my God.
You.
What the hell?
Your home kind of sucks right now. I'm sure
there's
better places.
This is not from here.
Oh, I think this one is going to miss you. A 15?
Miss.
Oh, it misses you.
So the other vine slams into the ground next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And Gideon, top of the round.
Word, can I have permission from the road guardians to attack this tree?
Please,
yes.
Kill it with fire, please.
Nice. I'm going to shut my eyes and kind of close my
ball-shaped panda fist and think about what I read in the codex. I'm going to open my eyes and like some dust comes from my hand and it flies all the way because this spell can cast 90 feet in range.
Ooh.
Right beside the tree. And the spell that I took from the Viridian Codex is Conjure Minor Elemental.
That's right.
So I'll be bringing out one elemental of CR2 or less. And what I'm going to bring out, and I can't believe it's CR2, is a four-armed gargoyle.
Say what no? the fuck?
Describe him. Maybe I know him.
I'd love the gargoyle to look bat-ish. Oh, a bust of Leland with four arms.
Bust of Leland.
That is
crazy. Leland, you've ascended to godhood.
It's directly pulled from Maeve's castle.
I'm going to say, Erica, attack the tree.
Erica the gargoyle is crazy.
It's wow. crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Whoa.
Okay. So hold on.
Erica missed with one of her claws, but she gets 22 with another claw and a nat 20 on a bite.
Woo!
Oh!
Is she like stone?
I guess so.
Like
she
stone.
She has to be for an elemental.
Yeah, she's in it, yeah.
Erica!
What?
Ooh, that's good.
Oh my god.
Babe's my elemental from now on.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Immediately.
Roll the
we need an Erica plushie.
That is 14 damage from Erica.
All right. And roll the 8-sider, please.
Oh, that's right. Way to go, Erica. What an entrance. That's a 4 for Erica.
My just best friend, Erica.
So, Erica.
It's not possible, but it is a knocked prone. So, in this case, we will just give it disadvantage.
On the next attack?
On the next attack, yes, that seems fair. Because it's stunned. It's shuddered as this heavy stone gargoyle slams into it.
And usually when a creature is prone, the others get advantage on attacks against it. Right?
Yeah, but it is not prone. Yeah. However, the next attack, whoever has the next attack, I will let have advantage.
Okay.
Nice.
And so then I'll just take my movement and kind of get between Maeve and the wraith that swiped on Maeve.
Betwixt.
All right. Can I make an offhand attack if I didn't use my main attack? Like, use my bonus action?
Yes. I think you have to. No? Oh.
No, tell me what you think, Jisk.
No.
Come on. It's just, trust me.
Come on.
Just tell me what your interpretation
of
the rules.
I thought you might have to use your attack to be able to use your offhand attack. Like, you can't cast a spell and use an offhand attack.
Yeah, I think actually Jisk is correct.
Fuck.
All right, word. Yeah,
sorry.
But I'll just
Jisk, I will give you, Jisk, I will give you a luck point for that.
Whoa.
I mean, can
for
I give
rules
it
rules lawyering? I fucking love it, that.
Can I give it to Gideon?
Well, it's rules lawyering against the team is why.
Yeah,
why
yeah that's
I will throw you all under the bus for a luck point. Absolutely.
For there's a luck no point. Portion of my soul well, I wouldn't they, overturn.
Oh, there have to be lucky points.
I love
that's right.
Rules.
There have to be lucky points.
However, rules. I'm now going to start tracking Erica's luck points. So yeah, you guys go ahead. I'm busy.
Erica doesn't get like luck points.
This is well. How dare you? Why not?
What do you mean?
I brought her into this world. She's my kid.
I feel luckier than you. I'm definitely lucky.
The blood of the panda runs in those stone veins.
Oh, no.
All right. Gideon. Anything else?
Well, yeah. No. Fine.
No.
Sorry.
I'm telling Erica you said this.
Let's see.
If the wraiths move, they get attacked.
That's right. Everybody watch out for the big guardian.
Okay, take 20 radiant damage.
Oh, it just automatically takes 20 radiant damage?
Well, no, sorry. You have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Sorry, you do get to make a save.
You do.
Yeah, unlike us against
no,
the wraiths.
Wait, I just
don't
rules,
get to save anyway.
I just rules lawyered you back, so like, does that give me another luck point?
No.
What's
that's
the
just called,
radius
that's
on
called,
the guardian?
It's called arguing.
It's 10 feet within it. Okay. It just has a long sword, basically, and anytime they come close, he just...
Oh,
all
right. Too close.
Swipes him.
All right, and so it got an 18 on its dexterity saving throw.
So it succeeds, which means it takes 10 radiant damage.
Well, I'm afraid that is enough.
Let's go!
for it to turn into wisps of black smoke.
Let's go. Burn the cotton candy.
Bam! Shabam!
It's just the most burnt vape smell you've ever smelled in your life.
Oh my god.
Just dark caramel.
Alex.
All right, I'm going to clap my hands together and produce flame. I'm going to cast bonfire at the base of this tree.
Oh, okay.
So I roll an attack. I'm going to try and kill this tree. I hate this tree. No, I don't have advantage. I want advantage. Kevin, can I have advantage?
Do you have 3 luck points?
No. Okay, so so instead I'll just stand up. I stand up.
Which in a way is an advantage in itself.
It feels like I'm gaining myself a little advantage. That is a, what's 14 plus 8? 22 to hit with the bonfire.
Math.
All right.
My father's a financial planner, and you can tell that because of how good he is with numbers.
He calculated that quick. So fast.
That's my daddy.
That hits?
That's my daddy.
Yes, it does hit.
Great. 9 points of fire damage.
Nice.
All right. And it is actually 18 points of damage.
Oh, woo, let's go. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah,
good to know. Good to know. Thing.
Shadow trees burn just the same, brother.
Oh, no. That's sad. I'm sad for my shadow brothers.
I'm going to use my bonus action to second wind to gain myself some HP back. 14 points of HP back. I'll stay where I am. It's my turn.
Okay. The badger spirit launches itself. Yes. It's going to focus on you, Alex, I'm afraid.
It doesn't recognize me as a friend, Kevin.
It Kevin, does not.
Kevin, please, Philia, please.
That is 16 points of damage, and I need a constitution saving throw.
Oh, my God.
You rolled to hit me?
Yes. Sorry, it got a 23 to hit.
Oh, my God.
Con save 17?
17 is fine.
Oh,
shit. Shrug off the effects of that cold grip, and the
Philia,
second...
stop!
Her other hand reaches to grab you, but you dance out of the way. She got a 10, so I assume that's a miss.
Yes.
This other spirit moves to follow Chisk, but it's going to take the hit from the guardian.
Yes, please. So roll a dexterity saving throw.
It got an 18.
Fuck. Okay, it takes 10 radiant damage as well.
All right. Guess they are ghosts. Shredded.
They're like literally made of cloud. They're pretty
smooth. Yeah, but so is my guy.
True. Cloud on cloud.
Cloud on cloud.
Vape on vape.
Violent.
Vape on vape.
Okay. Chist.
Yes.
This thing has come up behind you. Oh, yes. Actually, sorry. I'm sorry, Chist. I forgot to have it attack you.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, we don't have to. We don't have to do that.
Oh, it misses Chist.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
it forgot too.
I forgot.
Oh, fuck.
I would like to put my hand on Ilex and say... Yes?
No.
Pardon?
Hello?
Just on her shoulder.
Yeah, it's all right. We're friends. You can touch me wherever.
No.
I give consent.
No, I can't. No,
okay.
I can't.
What's up?
It's not a you thing. It's a him thing.
It's a me thing.
What's going on?
I have been kissed but once, and I'm very shy about anything else.
Now's not the time.
Sorry.
No,
I put my hand on, the campfire.
I put my hand on Ilex's shoulder.
Hello, Mrs. Robinson.
Let's go in a race fight. I've only been kissed once.
That's not what's happening here.
And then he died. I put my hand on Ilex's shoulder. A little bit embarrassed and shaky. Yeah. But I say, don't worry, Alex. Your friends are here. And I cast protection from evil and good on her.
I turn to look at you and I've just got tears streaming down my face. I feel so bad about Philia.
It's okay. We're going to save her.
We're going to save her, right?
We are.
This damn tree does not belong here.
I know. It shouldn't. I don't know. It's like, usually I'm like good with trees, but like this one's giving me the ick.
Ugh.
Bonnet.
By the way, I'm an expert in religion, and I've only had one kiss.
I have expertise in religion, and I've only been kissed but once.
People are going to love to kiss you at some point, Chisk. Just not right now.
Chisk backs away slowly.
Not me, you weirdo.
Yes. Okay.
Alex gets an opportunity attack on Chisk.
I'm going to opportunity kiss you.
Or is it an
you?
opportunity kiss.
Yeah, so she, Ilex, what does the thing do? I forget. Grand Central Benefits.
It's all left his head. He's no longer an expert.
I know, I got flustered. creatures of who are aberrations, celestials, elementals, fey, fiends, or undead have disadvantage, on attack rolls against Ilex. Ilex can be charmed, frightened, or possessed. And if she were to be charmed, frightened, or possessed, she would no longer be that.
Great.
No more death.
Okay.
Does your guardian go away?
No. Because he's not concentration.
That's sick.
Wow, that's so sick.
Pretty good.
He just exists.
He just is. He's him.
He's just a little homie. Okay. There is no one around me now, correct?
There are no enemies around you.
Great. Great! I'm going to follow the path down to where Ilex and Chisk are as far as I can. How far away are they?
They are about 35 feet, but there is a spirit between Chisk and you.
Okay, I will use my 30 feet of movement to get as close as I can.
You can get right up in the spirit's face.
Bonk. I bonk.
Quarter staff.
I don't. Do I want to do that though? Hold on. Let me think. My instinct was to bonk, but
your heart's not bonk.
First bonk, best bonk.
Mrs. Robinson, stop it!
Stop it!
Such a dated reference.
Anyway,
I can't believe we did rapping and Mrs. Robinson references in the same fucking podcast.
Yeah, crazy.
Same person.
I'm going to rush up to the last spirit by Chisk and Ilex, and I'm going to Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame.
I need a dex save from the Wraith, please.
A dex save from the Wraith.
And it better be bad, because I don't have a backup plan.
Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all the lovely Midgard material, to Maps and Melodies, formerly known as the Boy King of Idaho, for the sweet jams you heard in this episode, and to Morgan Ermter for all the graphic design work done for the Die As Cast. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@dieascast.com. Follow us on the social medias. Griffin Cork, Cinder Emma B, Madeline Hunter-Smith, Diego Stradle. I won't tell you Kevin's because I guess he doesn't want you to know. Too bad. You can find us on the web, dieascast.com, or get into the socials at the dieascast, or get into the Discord, baby. Let's hang out. Let's hang out in the Discord. You're going to be hearing this outro a lot more because we're getting more into batch recording, which is just recording for a big old long session and then chopping it all up. Anyways, you rock. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.